Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast and to our week of stories as we're going through the book of Habakkuk in this series called Forge. We're taking the opportunity to hear how God has met people from our church in some unique situations. And I think for all of us, one of the scariest things in the world that we could hear is the word cancer. And so with me today is Janet Sedlacek. And Janet and her husband Rick and her daughter Kiana have been coming to LifePoint for a few years now. And I've just asked her to come and talk a little bit about what it's like to hear those words from a doctor that you have cancer. And so Janet, I'll say we're grateful that you're here sharing your story with us. And if you would, just kind of start right there. Just start there and what goes through your mind and what goes through your heart when you hear that word, and how do you initially sense God respond to you?
Well, thanks, Dean. When I heard that I had cancer, God has this amazing, miraculous way of helping us take that information. I was actually in the middle of teaching a lesson on March 22nd, 2013, when my phone rang in my classroom, which is so unusual because usually they keep our calls and then tell us during any downtime. But Dr. Folk, my gynecologist, he rang right into my classroom. And when I answered the phone, he said, "Janet, I got your test results and you have breast cancer." And he said, "And I'm praying for you." And I said, "Well, thanks, doctor." And that was the end of the conversation. And when I hung up the phone, I had 24 little eyes looking at me, and I knew that I was going to be all right. And the love that the kids gave me that day when they didn't even know what was happening was exactly what I needed. And I couldn't tell anyone because I was in the middle of teaching. So until the end of the day, I couldn't even call and tell my husband or my daughter or my pastor or anyone else. But I think it was a way of God protecting me and just allowing me to be able to soak that in myself and to realize that this had passed by God long before it got to Janet, and that I could definitely handle it with His help.
So as you're going through the process of treatment, and there's a surgery that's going to come with that, and then there's chemotherapy and or radiation that come with that, and I know from just talking to some other folks that something like cancer doesn't just affect you, it also affects your family. So give us just a sense of how your family dealt with this together from a spiritual perspective. Like, how did it spiritually impact you all?
Well, Dean, I know you've met my husband, and you know that some people may describe him as rough around the edges, but he is very real. And as soon as I shared this information with him, he looked right at me and he said, "This will not destroy this. This will not define us. It will only strengthen us, and we will glorify God in how we handle this." And of course, you've met my daughter, and she's just as rock solid. And I have learned so much from her. I can't take any credit. She's definitely belongs to God. And she said, "Mom, you know, God gives us things that we feel like we can't handle, and He does this on purpose. So just to remind us that we need Him, and we can't get through these things, and we can't handle life without having Him with us." And that's exactly how they handled cancer. I feel like, you know, obviously God gets all the credit, but Rick and Kiana gets most of the credit right after God, because they literally carried me through this situation. And my husband posted scripture every week. There was a new scripture on my mirror, and my daughter was always full of incitement and little jokes. We've always used humor. Sometimes people think that maybe my husband uses humor too much, but it was exactly what I needed. We laughed our way through breast cancer, and we treated it as a blessing, and we tried every way possible to just glorify God and to let people know that God was good, whether the cancer stayed or whether the cancer went away or whether the cancer took me out. We knew that He was going to be good, and He was going to be with us through all of that.
So just because I do know you all a little bit, I know that you all are a sports-oriented family and you're uber competitive, which I love. So just real quick, I know we don't have a ton of time, but real quick, share with the folks about how you all set a goal. Like, you set a cancer goal, like you gave it some time. So talk about that, how you did that.
We are very goal-oriented through sports and just through academics, we've always been very, you set a goal and you bust your butt until you reach that goal. So when we found out that cancer had entered into the Sedlacek family, we said, all right, we'll give it a year. So when I got diagnosed on March 22nd, 2013, we gave it to March 22nd, 2014. And I was able to have all of my surgeries, which if you know much about breast cancer, which we did not until we heard that it entered our family. Mine was estrogen positive, so it was very important for me to try to remove any estrogen producing things in my body. So not only did I have a double mastectomy, but I also had a complete hysterectomy just to try to be, I guess we wanted to be proactive and not reactive, because we know cancer is pretty mean and can be very angry. So we wanted to try to stay ahead of it. So all the surgeries and all of the reconstruction, we gave it 1 year. And March 22nd, 2014, my daughter and husband threw the biggest life celebration party that had ever hit Molly Woo's. And we just partied it up and felt so thankful and so blessed.
So for the folks who are listening to the Drivecast today, somebody may be facing this situation, or somebody in their family may be facing this situation. So I'm going to ask you, what verse from Scripture meant the most to you during this time? And I'm going to ask you to read that or quote that or however that is in your heart. And then if you would, just take the opportunity to pray for us.
Well, I had many scriptures, and like I said, my husband made sure I had a weekly scripture, but my favorite scripture was 2 Corinthians 12:9-11. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That's why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties, for when I am weak, then I am strong." And I am so thankful that the Lord blessed the Sedlacek family with cancer. It made us closer, it made us stronger, and like my husband said, expert sailors did not get that way through calm waters. They had to get that way through troubled waters and storms of life. And I feel like if you lean on your faith, God will never leave us no matter what we go through. He will always be there. And we're always bigger and faster and stronger once we get through those trials. And He hides the most wonderful blessings along the way if we just sit back and be still and let Him be God.
Okay, well, to close our Drivecast up today, let me pray for us. God, if there's anyone who's listening today who maybe not just cancer, certainly, God, that thing, but maybe it's another illness, maybe it's another chronic condition that they have, and God, it's wearing them out. I pray that today that your presence would be near them, speak to them, minister them, minister the word into their hearts. I pray that you would give them people around them, give them people like Rick and Kiana to encourage them along the way. I pray, God, more than anything, that they would look for your glory in the middle of it, and that they would have a strong sense, God, that you are right there with them no matter what happens. And we trust it and we believe it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, once again, thanks for joining us for the Drivecast for this week of stories, and we hope you'll join us again tomorrow. God bless and have a great day.